And I drive to SER 107.3. Thank you so much for joining me here. My name is Danny. Nishitom is the debut solo album from Blake Scott. Better known as a member of beloved Melbourne three-piece The Peep Temple, Blake is revered for his character-driven lyrics and pointed songwriting evident across the band's three critically acclaimed albums, and also, of course, this album, which we've been big fans of here at 2SER. Blake is going to be in Sydney next Friday to play at the Paddington RSL and let us know how that's all going to go down. Please make him feel welcome. Blake Scott, ladies and gentlemen. You there, Blake?
Hello.
Oh, dear.
I am here. How are you going?
And you can hear me? Technology's working for us, mate. Don't expect this to last.
Everything else is against us, but technology is on our side.
Yeah, mate. I mean, live it up while you can before the robots start eating our heads. Now, Blake, where are you at right now? Firstly, geographically, and then we'll get to spiritually and mentally.
Geographically, I am in West Melbourne in my bedroom, looking out over the alleyway and the... the garden for the alleyway and the bird life, and there's a big police station there sort of hovering over the top of it all, just keeping a watch on us.
And what's the vibe there at the moment in Melbourne? I know that's a really obvious question for someone who's not there in Victoria at the moment to be asking you, but just sort of checking up, yeah. See how you're going.
Look, it's very it's kind of eerie, even though we're pretty used to these lockdowns here. It was still quite eerie getting up this morning, and I live on a major road in West Melbourne or North Melbourne near the Queen Vic Market, Victoria Street, and there wasn't a car on it this morning when I got up. So, which is strange. I mean, a lot of stuff's still open, more so than the last snap lockdown. But I think today there was a lot of people who probably were so exhausted by yesterday they just took the day off anyway, because I mean they have the press conference and that sort of thing, and it takes quite a while for everyone to sort of digest the information.
Yeah.
It comes from quite a few different sources, and it takes a while for people to work out who can work, who can't work, who can do what. So I just feel that we're an exhausted city today and there's not much happening, but I think, you know, people are in pretty good spirits. We went for a walk earlier, and then next week I think, you know, you see a bit more traffic on the roads and people who can work working and that sort of thing. But look, it is just, it's our lot for the moment until we can all get vaccinated. So we're dealing with it quite well, I think.
That's very philosophical. Have you found it to be conducive to the artistic process for you?
Not for me, not at all. No, I mean, it's, I guess, I don't really find any sort of existential crisis to be, it's strange, isn't it? Like, I think in reflection down the track, it's certainly something that could possibly, you know, something will come from it and it's in there. But I think, and speaking to quite a lot of artists and that sort of thing, it really is, because our industry has been hit so hard, you know, not just musicians, but people who work in the industry in all forms of entertainment. And look, we haven't really been looked after, because I guess most of that, I don't want to get too political, but, you know, most of the people who work in these areas, you know, that everybody knows that they probably don't vote for the current government. So we're an easy people to be forgotten. So I think it really is most people are just wondering where their next meal's coming from. And it's not like they're sitting around going, oh, I'm going to write a song and make $1 million.
Well, the reason I asked that is because...
How am I going to earn it?
Yeah, well, when the Nishitom album, it is sort of one that it's not short on existential angst.
Absolutely not, and that's what I mean. In reflection, this, you know, there could be plenty there. There's probably plenty bubbling for the next record, but it just hasn't come out yet. At the same time, I'm not thinking so much about the next record as yet. It's just been nice to have the opportunity. Like, we're very lucky in Australia that we've had the opportunity to do shows, and you know, hopefully that continues. So I'm just getting the new band together and working with great musicians like Olivia Bartley, who plays as Olympia, JC Ashton and Nicholas Finch, who plays with Cash Savage, and getting that out on the road. And we went to the country Victoria, Central Victoria last week. And yeah, it's just been an absolute blast.
Yeah, because I know Nick Finch was on the album, and he'll be part of the live show as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So everyone who played on the album's on there. So JC played the drums and Olivia did a lot of the harmonies and backup vocals, but Olivia's now playing guitar as well and keys. So she's on there as well. So yeah, they're a very capable bunch. So it looks like we'll be coming to Sydney next week. We're meant to rehearse today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But all that's been canned. So we're just going to come up there, which is good sometimes, you know, all guns blazing. Everyone knows what they're doing. And I think, you know, hopefully Sydney gets a version of us that's, you know, there's a fair bit of tension. We certainly won't be relaxed and confident when we get up there. So we just have to go for it, which I'm sure will make a pretty cool show.
Well, I think that's probably what people want out of it. It is sort of one of those albums. There is a lot of sort of tension there in the record. It's a great record. I'm really looking forward to seeing how you're going to sort of convey it in a live format. Obviously, I'm not asking for everything to be directly as it is on the record. That'd be a stupid thing to ask for, although I should keep in mind that I'm a very stupid person, Blake. I should have given you the warning about that at the start of the interview, mate. But, yeah, on behalf of Sydney, we're really looking forward to you getting up here. We sort of hope that you're able to get through these next few days of the lockdown, not just yourself but everyone there in Victoria.
Yeah.
You've done it tough, but you've dealt with a difficult situation with aplomb, so it's your resilience is one to be admired, and I hope it's tension that can be released on the stage here next Friday evening in Sydney at the Paddington Hotel. Now we're going to take a track from the album now. What can you tell us about this one, Blake?
Bone Heavy. It was the first song I wrote for the album. The album is almost in sequence of writing. So, but this was the first one. I mean, leading up to the birth of my first child, and it was I went away to a farmhouse which is down in Gippsland, and ended up down at a place called the Powlett River Inlet in Kilcunda. And there's a beautiful little river that comes in, and there's some little huts, and then there's just some really wild ocean as you go into the open sea. And I went swimming out there, and you know, I've always been a strong swimmer and never really thought about it too much. And I just had this overwhelming feeling of needing to get back to shore because I needed to survive because I had a child coming, and the water down there is notoriously rough. And, you know, a lot of people have lost their lives along that coastline. So it was, you know, one of the first moments of like, oh, wow, you know, faced with my mortality and my responsibility. And then I just sat there for a few hours thinking about what fatherhood would be and what my life was going to be, and imagining, you know, my son, and even imagining being in that particular spot with my son, and him sort of shuffling around through the sand. And we had a beautiful moment earlier this year where we were able to go down, my family and Adam from Wingsing Records. He's got a new baby, and we all went down to the Powlett River and were able to swim there and take our kids for a walk through the sand. And it was a really, really amazing moment. And it's probably the most special song to me on the record, actually. So I'm very glad you chose it.
Oh, thank you so much, Blake. I really look forward to seeing you in Sydney next Friday evening at the Paddington Hotel. I said before that the robots are going to control us. So with that in mind, what I'll do with the details of the gig, they'll be played as a pre-recorded announcement that will come at the conclusion of this song. Why should humans do the work when we've got the robots to do it for us? Blake Scott, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon, Friday Drive on 2SER. And here's your
track. Thank you, Danny.
Here's your track, Bone Heavy. See you soon, mate.